It's Marketplace Tech for August 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, big tech firms in Silicon Valley are being visited by a group that could be important to their future, the Congressional Black Caucus. The lack of diversity problem in the tech industry is bad, real bad. Example, last year, Facebook hired 1,200 new employees. Just 36 of them were black. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, the caucus is hoping to change that.
Last year, Google revealed that only 2% of its employees are black, but they're not alone. Apple posted 7%.
What the socially good thing to do is also makes good business sense.
Chelsea Barabas just got a degree from MIT focusing on diversity in the tech industry. She says more than politics, changing demographics could lead to what the caucus is after.
If you want to be able to design products for the largest and fastest growing kind of consumer market in the United States, you need people who have an insight into those communities and those consumer needs.
This week's meetings are part of a five-year plan launched by the caucus in May called Tech 2020. Allison Parks is a diversity consultant in the Bay Area. She says the irony is that many of these companies make their money on innovation, but they've been using the same hiring practices for years.
What could possibly happen if we actually re-examine some of our old models?
The caucus says these initiatives shouldn't be limited to hiring more black engineers and coders, but should also apply to the boardroom. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
While we're on the subject of Washington and Silicon Valley and where they meet, today the White House is hosting a so-called demo day, like an event where startups pitch ideas to investors. Except for this one, the president will be sitting in the chair usually occupied by venture capitalists. No word on whether he'll wear the uniform, you know, in Oxford under a silly sweater. It hasn't been long since the Federal Communications Commission approved a $49 billion merger between AT&T and DirecTV. And already, AT&T has a new wireless plus television package to bring in new customers. 200 big ones a month for a kind of family plan, including television, cell phone service, and the ability to stream DirecTV's content to mobile devices. When I heard that last bit, I had a flashback.
Aereo is a startup company that takes free television signals from the airwaves and charges subscribers a small fee to watch programs on computers and mobile devices.
The dulcet tones of C-SPAN there defining Aereo, that startup that lost a Supreme Court case last year in part because it didn't own a satellite television company like DirecTV with the necessary licenses. But University of Michigan Communications Studies professor Amanda Lott says this is about AT&T making an argument.
Well, I think they need to show that there was a point to this merger. And so this is the natural, obvious first move. But I think it is just that.
Is there anything else that you think is interesting about what AT&T is doing here, especially as it sits next to all of these other companies that are also, you know, working with content?
Well, what I'm curious about is whether this initiates the beginning of a change in how mobile plans are priced and some of the somewhat strange behaviors that have developed as a result of the norms that we have so far. And so many of my students remain on their parents' plans for some time, even after they graduate, because it makes more financial sense that way. And certainly we're, I think, due for some shakeup in how cable and internet is priced. And so this looks to be just the beginning.
Amanda Lotz is Associate Professor of Communications Studies at the University of Michigan and the author of The Television Will Be Revolutionized. Amanda, thank you very much.
Always happy to join you.
If you've wondered why there are bidding battles over mapping technology these days, the answer is kind of twofold: data mining for advertising and self-driving cars. Both of these things are already happening, and this week Audi, BMW, and Daimler beat out big tech companies like Uber to ink a deal with Nokia's digital mapping service here. Winning bid, $3.1 billion. Nidhi Kalra is an information scientist at the RAND Corporation. Hello, Nidhi.
Hi.
Why did this purchase happen?
Mapping technology and information about our world is so crucial for autonomous vehicles. And nearly every automaker is interested in developing autonomous vehicles or vehicles that can drive themselves. And so there's kind of a land grab to make sure that they have access to mapping information.
Why is mapping software and mapping information so key to autonomous vehicles?
for an autonomous vehicle, a map really, it's not a map. It's a blueprint of the world. Where's the curb? Where are the lanes? Is that a stop sign or a stop light? Where are the constructions? Where are the detours? It's not a map anymore the way we use it. It's something different. It's much richer.
Why don't these car companies build this stuff for themselves?
It's critical to have access to maps like this, but these maps aren't easy to create or maintain.
Why not?
Well, the infrastructure and the technology to maintain these blueprints of a constantly changing world, that's enormous. And then you have to have servers that can provide this information to those who need it blazingly fast.
Can you give me an example of just how granular we're talking about here? Like, if a leaf falls into the road, is this kind of mapping technology recognizing that?
Well, the technology needs to be able to distinguish between something that's inconsequential and something that matters. So if there's actually an obstruction, right? What's an obstruction and what's just something incidental? And it's absolutely essential. You know, the difference between being 10 centimeters one way or another way can be the difference between being in the gutter or being in the other lane into oncoming traffic.
Nidhi Kalra is an information scientist at the RAND Corporation. Nidhi, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.